Everyone, this is Billy Brimmen, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're talking about, and have been for a few weeks, seeking God, hearing God for direction in our lives. I am commenting on a book that I put together for Kenneth E. Hagin when I was his editor of publications. Oh, how I thank God that I got to put this book together. For after I finished, I knew how to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't say I've always hit it 100%, but I know how to do it. And if I make a mistake, it's not God's fault, and it is always the fault of I didn't seek God enough on that. I didn't listen. I didn't wait before Him. And so, Brother Hagin, in this book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, he points out that man is a spirit, and that the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And then the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And he talked about being led by the inward witness. Just a witness. The Holy Spirit indwells us. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. The greater one lives in me. And the greater one who lives in you, Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. So, he's inside me everywhere I go. And when I need an answer, he'll lead you by what Jesus talked to Brother Hagin, like red lights and green lights. You'll have a green light. Go ahead on this. A velvety peace. And a red light is a check. Don't do that. And if you override the check, you'll get in trouble every time. So we talked yesterday, and you can go back on the archives and listen to the number one way God leads us, Jesus told Brother Hagin, is through the inward witness of the Holy Spirit. Then, number two, the inward voice. I'm reading now from Brother Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, page 43. The number one way the Spirit guides us is through the inward voice. Excuse me, that's not right. The number one way the Spirit guides us is through the inward witness. The number two way is by the inward voice. The inward man, the man on the inside, is a spirit man, and he has a voice, just as the outward man has a voice. We call this voice of the inward man conscience. We call this voice the still, small voice. Your spirit has a voice, and your spirit will speak to you. Bless the Lord. And then he gives some examples in his own life, which you can get the book, about that inward voice picking up on what the Holy Spirit says. I want us to go right now to the book of John. Jesus, primarily in his earth walk, was teaching Jews living under their covenant. And he presented to them a kingdom. At the time, the kingdom Jesus talks about is this earthly, visible kingdom that's now in abeyance, is going to be set up when he comes back. But then when it is plain that they are not going to accept that, then Jesus talks to his disciples and he starts speaking about new covenant realities. And he tells them in John 14, that they have an at the end of John 13, that they have a new commandment and that he's going to prepare a place for them. And he tells them that it is good that he goes and prepares a place for them. Because he said, if I don't go, then the Comforter cannot come, the Paraclete, literally the one called alongside to help, the Holy Spirit. If I don't go, he had to go to the cross. He had to cleanse you and me so that the Holy Spirit could be poured out upon us and within us. He said, I'm going to the Father. And he said, I'm reading to you now from John 14, 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you. The Holy Spirit was walking with those disciples. But he shall be in you. We read in Acts chapter 2 that and Peter preaching, he said that Jesus had gone to the right hand of the Father and poured out this that you now see and hear. The Holy Spirit, he poured it out. But this is before he's gone to the cross, and he's talking to them about what's going to happen. And he tells them about the Holy Spirit, and it'd be much better for them to have the Holy Spirit living inside them. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, Brother Hagin talked about, and we're talking about, the voice of the inward man. The inward man has a voice. The outward man has a voice. Your own spirit has a voice. Brother Hagin said we call it conscience. We call it the still small voice. And the Holy Spirit inside you has a voice. That's stronger. But the Holy Spirit who lives in your spirit picks up things from him. And your spirit can speak to you. Your own spirit has a voice. Now, speaking of this Comforter, this Holy Spirit, Jesus says in John 16, 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. I've written in my Bible, my guide inside. He will guide you into all truth. He's in there to be my guide. He speaks in there. How do I know? Next phrase. He shall not speak of himself or with his self from himself as the source. He's going to speak all right. He's inside you and he doesn't want to be silent. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. I'm looking over at Brandon, my grandson across from me, and he's listening. He wants to guide you, Brandon. You're young. You're what, 21 years old? He wants to guide you. And wherever you are, whoever you are, he wants to guide me. I'm 72 years old, but I'm looking to him for guidance. I have many more years of strong ministry. He's told me how many I have of strong ministry. He's guiding me every step of the way. He's inside me. I don't have to look off way far away. I have to look inside me. Bless the Lord. Now, Jesus said, when he's inside you, he will guide you. And he'll speak. But he's not the source of what he speaks. The Holy Spirit isn't the one who knows what for you to do, Brandon. The one who knows what for you to do is God the Father and God the Son. And yes, they are all three in one. But here's the Holy Spirit's job. John chapter 16, verse 13. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He speaks, he speaks, he speaks, he speaks. And he speaks what he hears. Who does he hear? He hears the Father and he hears the Son talking about you, Brandon. He hears the Father and the Son discussing your life and what it's going to take to get you, Brandon, into that plan for your life. The Holy Spirit hears it and then he speaks it inside of you. He will guide you into that plan, Brandon, by influencing your spirit. You think, shall I go to college next semester? As you wait on him, and you have to wait on him, you sit before him with your Bible, you're praying, you're waiting like that man we talked about yesterday. You say, ask him a question that can be answered with yes or no. Shall I enroll in college for next semester? Inside you, leading can come in several ways. Number one, the inward witness, where you'll just have a green light. Go ahead, enroll. You'll have a velvety feeling inside you. Or the inward witness might give you a check. Nope, don't do that. It's like a stoplight, a red light. That's being led by the inward witness. Or Brandon, and as I say Brandon, I'm looking at him because he's here in the studio, but I'm thinking about you as you're sitting out there. You put your name in where I say Brandon. Or Brandon, your own spirit can pick up from the Holy Spirit and in a still small voice say to you, go to college. Or don't. And that'll be like a still small voice It'll be the voice of your human spirit. It's the little voice that speaks to you when you're about to make a do wrong. And it says, don't do that. The voice of your conscience. If you're trained, if your spirit's trained, it's a good guide. The conscience is a good guide if it's trained in the Word of God. Now, if it's been seared over, it's not a good guide. You know, by doing evil over and over and over and over and over, you're not going to hear. But another way that the Holy Spirit can speak to you on the inside and show you, tell to you what he heard in the council rooms of heaven, yonder in the depths of the Godhead, he can speak with the voice of the Holy Ghost. I've had this two or three times in my life. And when it is the voice of the Holy Ghost that speaks, it seems to you it's audible. It's probably not audible. If someone were with you in that same room, it's probably not audible. I remember I heard it once concerning the scripture, do not offend anyone, 1 Corinthians 10:32, neither the Jews, nor the nations, nor the church. I heard a voice. The voice of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure. And it said, if you will remember, I can even hear the inflection. If you will remember that verse of scripture, it will keep your end time doctrine straight. Well, it's not only kept that straight, it's kept me straight. Then I've heard other times. Once I was praying and he said, I'm going to place you close to the Jews. So close they can see your love, know your love, and see your power. And he's done that. It's amazing. Right now, out of 16 members of Netanyahu's cabinet, with four of them, I've had very close fellowship and up face-to-face talking and discussing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's impossible except for God. But it came because I followed him. And sometimes man doesn't understand it. And I think that's a reason why God will give you the voice of the Holy Spirit sometimes. Because that is usually on something that God wants you to do, and the devil's going to contend with you about it. So that's another way you can hear. And of course, this is going to be plain to you in this book, how you can be led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and order it. You can get it at, if you live in Tulsa, you can get it down at Brother Hagin's bookstore, of course. But we'll be glad to send it to you for $10 plus shipping. And in this, he also teaches you how to train your human spirit. Boy, that's a big part of hearing from God. Training your human spirit. So this book, or Brother Hagin's audio CDs on the same subject will greatly bless you if you are at that time in this year when you are seeking God, and we all are who are dedicated. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Thank you.